The first bill would ban automated purchasing machines, APMs for short. These are machines where used cell phones and tablets are sold for cash. That doesn't sit well with Ryan Cooter, Vice President of Communications and Marketing for EcoATM, the only company in the country in the APM business.
We think that this is something that people want, and that's witnessed by the fact that we have done over 21,000 recycled phones just in Baltimore County.
There were 5 EcoATM machines in the county, but that number dropped to 2 last month after General Growth Properties removed machines at their malls in Towson, White Marsh, and Owings Mills. Cooter says he believes his company will have more credibility if bills making their way through the General Assembly establish regulations for the machines. But Kamenetz is not waiting for state lawmakers. He says allowing the machines to operate in Baltimore County is not good policy.
We're taking away the ability for a faceless operator to dispense cash in exchange for an anonymous person, and we believe, regardless of any identification they present, they are still an anonymous person.
Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson says detectives swapped IDs and conducted transactions last year at EcoATM machines as part of an undercover investigation. Even though the persons conducting the transactions did not match the persons on an ID picture, the observer watching the transactions in San Diego by way of a video link approved it.
A detective stated he put an individual of a race other than himself into the machine, a driver's license, and in that particular case, the sale was completed.
Cooter says police have not contacted the company about the transactions in question, but Baltimore County Police spokeswoman Elise Armacost says detectives were in contact with the company during their year-long investigation into how the machines work, particularly when it comes to matching the buyer with the photo on the ID. Cooter complains that his company is being singled out while those that do business face-to-face can continue.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to take one particular company and outlaw them and allow all of their competitors to continue to operate.
Still, Kamenetz has a second bill that puts restrictions on those face-to-face businesses. They would have to buy a county license, take a photo similar to an ID picture of the seller, hold the phone for at least 18 days before selling it, and give the customer a check. No cash changes hands.
Yeah.
Warren Braverman manages Poplar Jewelry and Loan, a pawn shop with locations in Parkville and Dundalk. He sees several issues with the bill. For starters, its definition of an electronic device, a portable battery-powered device capable of communicating through voice, data, or text.
It can include a camera. Some of these digital cameras have the ability to text. A Game Boy, a Nintendo Game Boy system has the ability to text, a PSP. Almost everything that we buy now that has a battery has the ability.
Even worse, he says, he can't give his customers cash, adding many of them are trying to get money to feed their families and get to work.
They may pawn their phone on Wednesday and then on Friday want to pick their phone up because they need their phone, they got paid.
But for Kamenetz, cash is king to criminals. As long as cash is in the equation, the tide of phone thefts will only continue to rise. The county council is expected to vote on the two bills next week. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.